Okay, the Simeon's devotional is about we were saved by grace through faith. And with all of that, God grants us his mercy. What is the grace of God? The grace of God says you serve God because you're saved, not in order to be saved. You love people because you're saved and not in order to be saved. You're not trying to keep a logistics system, you're responding to a system of love and peace. What is grace? It's what somebody gives us out of the goodness of his heart, not out of the perfection of ours. The story of grace is good news that says that when we come, he gives. That's what grace is. Grace is a pleasant surprise. Grace is a kind gesture. Grace is something you did not expect. It is something you certainly could never earn, but grace is something you've never turned down. You know what happens when someone sees the grace of God, when someone really tastes the forgiving and liberating grace of God. Someone who tastes God's grace is the hardest worker, the most morally pure individual, and the person most willing to forgive. Always remember that Jesus says, my grace is deeper than your sins. And by this, build up your faith. Don't build your house on a career. Don't build your house on a thrill. Don't build your house on a talent. Don't build your house on one solitary earthly relationship. Don't pursue things that don't last. Build your house on the only thing that can last, that's faith. Do you have faith? If you have faith, then you have what it takes to tackle your problems before they tackle you. If you have that confident hope, then you will know how to handle whatever life brings you. One thing no one can take away from you is your faith. This world can and may take everything you have, but no one can take away your faith. Grab that faith, clutch it tightly, that anchor of the soul. Make your faith an independent dog faith firmly planted in God's sacrificed Son on the hill of Calvary. It can never be taken away from you. And for all this, God gives us his mercy. The first step in finding your place in God's plan is to see his mercy. Instead of looking inside yourself, look up to him and reflect upon and understand his mercy. How great is the call of God. God forgave us before we even asked it. He extended mercy to us before we even knew we needed it. Why? Because God of mercy took pity on us. A band of creatures who are incapable of saving themselves without his mercy.